WeWork employee equity could be worth nothing in an IPO or bankruptcy by Business Insider.
SoftBank pushed the company to table the IPO, and WeWork was considering going public at a mere $10 billion valuation, according to media reports. For WeWork employees who hold equity in the company, the situation is looking increasingly dire. That's less than the amount of capital that the company has raised, and the first thing WeWork would have to do is pay back its preferred shareholders. If the company goes public at a valuation lower than the agreed-upon valuation, the company must issue their preferred shareholders additional shares so those investors don't lose money. In order to hit a unicorn valuation, which is often viewed as a proxy for a company's success, the company agrees to let investors get their money out first. Ratcheting is especially common among companies with an unproven business model that are burning through cash quickly, said Steve Sutter, chief financial officer at the software company Ignite. According to WeWork's S-1 filing, WeWork's parent company, we posted a loss of $690 million on $1.5 billion in revenue in the first 6 months of 2019. WeWork had a partial ratchet mechanism in.